You're welcome to listen to this, of course. However, much of it won't make sense unless you watch it. So please visit the YouTube link in the description to see the visual gags.
Click on the timestamp in the description to skip this intro. Then read the comment section of people asking for the timestamp to skip this intro. Firstly, huge announcement. Bob Lazar has donated Element 115, and I heard that Jeremy Corbell is working to stretch this 10 minutes of content into a 3.5-hour documentary. Personally, I'm looking forward to it being narrated by Mickey Rourke because I don't think I have enough thoughts of what the is going on already floating around in my head. Secondly, there will be new thumbnails, out with the old clean images and in with the cutouts of Kurt in a provocative pose with the guest and the contrived white borders with the red arrow. Since that's not overplayed on YouTube, why not achieve the equivalent of mind uploading and give my soul to the algorithm? In that vein, I'm going to make sure that I say like this video and smash that subscribe button. Call to actions, ending videos with, so what do you guys think? Leave a comment below about something vapid that wastes everyone's time for the sake of demonstrating engagement to the platform. More reactions to memes with guests. I think that the popularity of these standalone meme clips more than justifies the degradation of the character and self-respect they bring to a channel. We'll also have different types of reaction videos, so for example, Sabine Hossenfelder reacts to Eric Weinstein trying to explain a point without jargon and irritation that people aren't understanding, that the djinn is a sense-making smooth structure on a fiber bundle over the space of the twin nuclei problems of the Shihab operator's pullback of the N-squared revolutions. Russell. Linda Moulton Howe reacts to Kurt's leather jacket. Leo Gura reacts to antipsychotic medication. Also, for every one podcast, I'll snip about 6 clips of it and post it to the main channel to increase view counts at the expense of cluttering your feed, because you don't necessarily need to associate quality with every single post on this channel. That's ridiculous. You can skip it if you don't like. I mean, you can skip everything except the Patreon and the sponsor requests, which will remain approximately 40% of the video. Another announcement is that there will be more pushback from Kurt, especially toward the guests who repeatedly admit that their interpretation of quantum mechanics is not testable and that the data that they have is anecdotal about something. Perhaps there's an NDA involved, with me repeatedly saying, okay, well, where's the evidence? And then smugly lean back as they admit in self-defeat, ah, Kurt, wow, you got me. What a brilliant question that I've never considered before. I will then follow suit with a liberal use of the word grifter and writhe in my own self-importance anonymously on social media. Another announcement for the Ask Me Anythings, the more sober and ordinary the username, the better.
Alien Alcoholic asks, have you heard of facilities that are housing live aliens? This question comes from Poop Dig. What does he think? I know. This question comes from Dom Talong. Question to Ross from Euphoric Gur 4674. As a journalist who understands,
we didn't get all these names.
And of course, priority will be given to Alien Smegma Collector, which, by the way, I just found out is Mick West's pseudonym on Animal Crossing. On this theme, if you want to hear what the other Theolocution guest has to say, then you're going to have to pay for a premium subscription.
People are always like, super determinism isn't a thing, and they never bother to look at the literature to see what models people have actually worked with.
Recently, I've come to several conclusions, like that the fringe is indeed misinformed and the innovation will come from the conservative center. On this account, I think string theory is probably correct. Many worlds is probably correct. That Area 51 picture of an alien is indeed genuine. I think real aliens show evidence of polygon edges and clearly pixelated texture maps. I've also realized that I need to stop smiling so much. It's a bit off-putting to the guests to be so welcoming and amiable.
That the witness has described that, we hope eventually...
Systole and diastole, if you like, are from the heartbeat. You
know, consciousness than anything else, though I knew it was the superset. And about 2 years...
I'm also going to be ramping up the amount that I say this podcast is technical 4 times in the same 3-minute video, because I don't think my introductions are stilted and verbose and pompous enough.
The first hour can be rather technical. In these podcasts, we tend to delve into intricacies, into equations, sometimes into meticulous technicalities. You've surveyed this channel before, as we've done an unduly technical dive into Donald Hoffman's research papers.
Also, to reflect the UFO content, Toe will be rebranded as UF Toe, and logos will be changed to a picture of myself phlegmatically staring at the camera. It is, after all about me and not the subject. Lastly, there will be more of me pensively looking off onto my desk at some unseen object as if I'm silently having a profound insight, but I'm truly thinking about if my poor wife has used up the plastic cups we set aside for her to urinate in, because this is the only bathroom in our condo and I'm 4 hours into this podcast live. You know what? I don't think I've imitated Jordan Peterson's mannerisms enough this year, so I'll be working on that as well. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the upcoming changes. Now hold on while I observe the chat explaining to people that premiering isn't the same as live streaming. This podcast is now finished. If you'd like to hear me supplicate for another few seconds, then continue listening to my 100% not repetitive plea for donations. It's support from the patrons, aka the splendid and munificent, and the sponsors, aka those brave enough to invest in a channel on mathematical physics, consciousness, and God, teetering as close as you can to being Deepak Chopra without being Deepak, that allow me to do this full time. Every dollar helps tremendously. Thank you.